Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. You, Me, Her is billed as TV's first polyromantic comedy series. It's the new original attraction on Audience Network, available via DirecTV and AT&T's Uverse. The Her, actually Hers, actually co-stars Rachel Blanchard and Priscilla Faya. Join me next. If you have Apple TV or Chromecast, you now possess the option to see The Great White Way's best 24/7 over Broadway HD. If you don't, when will you? And when will Broadway's current shows be involved? Co-founders Buddy Connolly and Stuart Lane check in later this hour. Also ahead, look out for The Punisher, Tebow ties a new knot, and the answer to this week's Classic Trivia question about a television classic. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you today by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Happy to have you with us for our final episode of April with the program All About Television. We're here on a great Friday afternoon here in New York. 56 degrees at the top of the hour. Hope all is great wherever you are. Got some wonderful guests coming away in the next hour, and it gets better when you are involved. So get your voice going and get your phone ringing at this number, 646-652-2906. You have a question or comment for all our guests today? Just ring it in, 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our chat room is open as well at blogtalkradio.com. It's SimonApple04NA, and it's just waiting to get you involved. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Rachel Blanchard, the Priscilla Faya from You, Me, Her, will join us live from Los Angeles and Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada, respectively, after these news notes. A legendary vigilante of comic books will move into the television world next year. Netflix and Marvel have agreed to launch The Punisher, soldier-turned-justice fanatic, as a series derived from Daredevil. John Bernthal will play the title character, featured in a second-season episode of Daredevil last month. Production is expected to start soon here in New York, home to the other Marvel comic adaptations on Netflix. Jessica Jones, the second of the series adaptations following Daredevil, received a Peabody Award 2 weeks ago. They will get that Peabody May 21st right here in New York. Digital video recorder pioneer TiVo will be in another company's hands. That company is Rovi, agreeing to buy TiVo this morning for $1.1 billion. When these TV tech players combine, anticipated by late summer, assuming they pass muster with regulatory agencies, TiVo will be the combo's name, with Rovi's chief executive Tim Carson, Tom Carson, remaining at that post. Rovi has diversified its work on electronic program guides for cable operators into cloud and personalization efforts. And that is news notes for now. One service that a lot of you may not know around the country that exists is the Audience Network. It has been carried for years on DirecTV across the country, but it's also now carried to those cable subscribers of AT&T's Uverse, now that AT&T and DirecTV have merged for a while. It's a network that has a lot of original programming. It used to have Friday Night Lights. It used to have Damages. It still carries Rogue, the originally starred the wonderful actress Sandy Newton. And it now carries the mixed martial arts drama Kingdom that will begin its second season on June 1st. One of its latest original attractions is our first subject today. It's called You, Me, Her. It's a menage a trois relationship that you have to see to believe. And now you'll hear to believe it as well. Joining us live from Los Angeles and Vancouver, Canada, respectively, the co-stars of You, Me, Her, Rachel Blanchard and Priscilla Faya. Rachel and Priscilla, welcome in.
Hi, number
36. Hi, thank you.
Hi, hello.
Hi, thank you. It's great. How are you?
Absolutely fine, thank you. Great to have you both with us. And Rachel, we'll start with you. How's it been going with this series? What kind of feedback are you getting from the audience?
Well, so far, I'm not on social media, so I haven't been getting feedback regarding that. I think Priscilla can speak more to that. But from speaking to friends who have seen it and going in interviews, people seem to really like it. They seem to be surprised by it because the subject matter might lead you to believe that it's going to be one way, but really it's a relationship piece.
You've tempted me to ask really before getting to Priscilla, why are you not on social media?
I just it's just not really my thing. I've been on it, and I don't know. I feel it distracts me too much from what I want to really get done with my day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Priscilla, the social media favorite of the two, what kind of reaction are you getting to your character?
I think, this is Priscilla here. Hello. I think that people, like Rachel said, are surprised by how they enjoy the show, because I think there's a common misconception of what the show is going to be like, obviously, from the subject matter. But the show is really about relationships and regular people who are really just trying to figure out what's going to work for them going forward. And so the response has been really great. It's been mostly positive, which is always exciting as an actor and storytellers, you know, not just us, but our directors and our showrunner. I think it's nice to have people really responding well.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, tell us about this series. As I said in the tag, it's regarded as TV's first polyromantic comedy. And when I saw the press release about it, one thing I thought that came to mind was Three's Company or other shows like that, so the what we call menage a trois in the world of theater. Let everybody know what this series is about and how did you decide I'm going to be part of it?
Well, I think it's probably best described as TV's first polyamorous romantic comedy, because it really is a love story. And it's very grounded, yet there's a lot of great humor in it. The humor comes from people finding themselves in these sort of sometimes absurd situations and how they would react in those situations. But basically, it's a story of a married couple, and their marriage is a little stale. They're a little stuck in it. They're best friends, but the passion sort of died out. And in order to kind of revive the spark of their marriage, Jack, played by Greg Poehler, goes outside the marriage and meets an ex an escort, and you know they make out heavily. He feels guilty. He runs home and confesses to me, and then I end up having my own reaction. I'm quite upset at first, as one would expect to be, and then I arrange this meeting with Izzy, played by Priscilla Faya, and kind of fall for her and realize that as a couple or as a throuple, we all realize that we offer one another what's being missing from our lives, and we try our hand at a polyamorous relationship. And for me, John Scott Shepherd, the creator, sent me the script, and I really liked the world he had created. I love stories about relationships, not necessarily anything for shock value. Like what I like about this is it is grounded. It explores complicated dynamic relationships, and for an actor, that's, you know, kind of the best thing to play. And I really responded to the character and the story, and yeah, so I signed up.
Mm-hmm. And Priscilla, you sound like the person that sort of stimulates this whole plot from taking off. It's like once you enter these two people's lives in your character, nothing is ever the same again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how you can go backwards after something as, you know, sometimes complicated as this. For me, what excited me about this was the relationship aspect of the story. And also, I think we are at a time in the world where people are trying to figure out what's going to work for them in their relationships, and they're having uncomfortable conversations with each other because it's hard. It's hard to be honest and tell your partner, hey, things aren't going well. And to have this woman, Izzy, come in, who is someone who jumps into things and says yes, even if she doesn't have it all figured out, is kind of exciting. And I think that Jack and Emma are desiring something to shake things up, and Izzy is the result of that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Guest 900 has jumped into our chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. So welcome aboard. If you have a question or a comment, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906, this Friday afternoon right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Rachel, when John Scott Shepherd approached you, A, to do this series, and B, to do with Greg Poehler, we all know, by the way, is the brother of Amy Poehler. Last 2 years was the star of his own series on NBC, Welcome to Sweden, that was on during the summer of the last 2 years. What do you say about how to play the character? What was relatable, or what sort of relationship, let's say, he may have learned about or already based the series on that he said, okay, I want you to frame this character based on X?
I don't remember him really saying anything like that. I think we had a lot of freedom. The scripts were quite clear in terms of who the characters were, so a lot of it, we had the opportunity to read all the scripts before we shot, which doesn't always happen. So you got to get a really good idea of the entire character, so you weren't just getting kind of fed it piecemeal. And then there was just a lot of room for interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Priscilla, what about you? What did John say to you about how to frame your character? And did he give you any ideas, any jumping-off points, let's say, of something may have happened personally in his life or to friends of his that recommended a way to shape the character?
Well, my experience was different than Rachel and Greg's, as in I auditioned for the role. So I got 16 pages of audition sides, and that was my snapshot of the character and the world. I didn't have much more context other than that. But I was immediately drawn to Izzy. I'm still not sure why. It's probably just her nature, but I immediately felt like I intrinsically knew her. It wasn't until I was further along in the process where I got to get more of the scripts. John sent me the first three scripts. And so I kind of had already had my interpretation of who I thought Izzy was. John writes really grounded, witty, smart characters. And so it was easy to take the great platform that he had already given me and interpret how I saw her. And, of course, John and I had some conversations afterwards about who Izzy was in terms of her background and coming from a child of divorce and what that meant in terms of her looking at relationships and how she looks at commitment. But there was a lot of room, like Rachel said, John gave us a lot of room in terms of interpreting our characters. There's a reason why he chose all of us, is what I'm trying to say.
We're speaking with the co-stars of You, Me, Her. It is the new series that premiered a few weeks back on the Audience Network. Rachel Blanchard, Priscilla Fire, the co-stars. Rachel's with us live from Los Angeles. Priscilla from Vancouver, British Columbia, up north in Canada, both with us this Friday half hour right here on Tomorrow We Televise. You, Me, Her is on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time on the Audience Network, available nationally on DirecTV, available also in some markets to cable subscribers of AT&T's U-verse service. Simon Applebaum with you on the other coast, New York, live this half hour right here on Tomorrow We Televise. You have a question or comment for Rachel or Priscilla, give us a ring. 646-652-2906 is the number to use. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, guest 900 already there. Monday on our program, our first edition of May, we will have the president chief executive officer of one of the popular multicast channels. Those are channels that you have either on the digital side of television stations or on your local cable system. In this case, it's the Country Network, a network that was one of the first multicast channels to get on the air back before the beginning of this decade. And now it's under new management, new ownership, and now it's going from being a music video service to having some original programming. Tim Eaton will join us, the head of the network, right here on our program. And we'll also celebrate the 20th anniversary of one of the most important documentaries ever made. The documentary I'm talking about is Shoah, the record of Holocaust survivors put together by award-winning filmmaker Claude Lanzmann. On HBO Monday night, there will be a special marking Lanzmann and his seminal work. It's called Claude Lanzmann, Specters of the Shoah. And we'll have an exclusive same-day interview with the producer and director of this special, Adam Benzine. And it's all coming up Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. Rachel, what's it been like for you to work with Greg, especially coming off the 2 years he did with Welcome to Sweden?
Sorry, did you say that was for Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I was a fan of Welcome to Sweden. I thought it was a really funny show. And everyone was really easy and fun to work with. We had this prep time before we started shooting, which our director, Nisha Ganatra, had the idea to rehearse not the dialogue, but just really get to know each other well. And so we did a lot of sort of old school theater techniques and Alexander techniques. And we really got to know each other quite quickly. And Greg is just, you know, he's so charming and he's such a natural actor and he's so good at improvising that it was really fun.
Mm-hmm. And Priscilla, what about you?
And the same with Priscilla, too.
Mm-hmm. And Priscilla, what about you in terms of working with Greg?
I mean, again, I don't want to be repetitive, but the rehearsal time before we had, before we went to camera was totally important. We got to really bond with each other and get to know each other on, you know, an intimate level in terms of finding our physical relationship and our emotional relationship. And it was, Greg's so easy because he's super present. And that is the greatest gift as an actor, is to be able to be present. And it's just really easy to be in a scene with him because he's there. And like Rachel said, he's incredible at improvising and he's just game. So, and that goes, that's across the board with the supporting cast, with working with Rachel. It was all really seamless in those terms, and it was, I'm so grateful for our cast.
Mm-hmm. At the start of the week, we had Suzanne Beer, the Oscar-winning director who is now directed and executive producing The Night Manager, the new critically acclaimed series on AMC. We had her live from Copenhagen, Denmark, and we asked her about the fact that this was her first television project. And one of the things we talked about was the fact that what was it like to sort of adapt her style, her directing style, for television. Especially this is the first time around, and she's doing a miniseries, and she's doing a miniseries based on writing from one of the great authors of the 20th century, Jean Le Carré. I'm wondering, because you also had a director who I believe worked all the episodes, what was it like working with this person? Is this his first or her first film work? First TV work? And if so, how did you evolve your characters with somebody who may be himself or herself adapting to television?
Our director was Nisha Ganatra, and she's very experienced in television. She's directed Red Oak. She's directed Brooklyn 999, Married, Mr. Robot, Transparent. She was an incredible director because she directs like a film director. So we had a lot of time to really even though the shoot was moving very quickly, it was a really ambitious schedule. She was always interested in character and what felt real and wouldn't let you fake your way through anything. So I felt as an actor, I learned a lot from her, which isn't always the case. And I think when you have a director who's directing 10 episodes, we really lucked out, because if it had been someone who it hadn't been as positive an experience with, that might have been a long 8 weeks. But it was, working with Nisha was one of my favorite parts of the show.
Mm-hmm. And Priscilla, for you, what did Nisha bring? You know, as you mentioned, she's someone who has had quite a bit of directing experience, both with comedy and in drama, like, you know, you can't get more dramatic than Mr. Robot.
Yeah, exactly. Nisha's super talented, and she, again, I think when you're, no matter what genre you're coming at, the truth of the characters and the truth of the scene and what's happening in the story is what's important. And Nisha really holds the space for the actors. She really creates a sense of solidarity between the crew and the cast, and so everyone's always on the same page. And it just really helps with, you know, as an actor, the only place I can speak from is having a director really hold the space for us. Even though it was a comedy, all of the stuff was coming from, we were coming from a grounded place. It wasn't, we weren't looking for the laugh. We were looking for the truth of the scene. And I think that the best comedy comes from the drama, when you're really just playing the scene and the natural comedy has a chance to come out. And I think that we're in a really exciting time in television. All the great platforms that are putting out great, great genres of television, like Catastrophe and Togetherness, which I'm very sad that they canceled. But it's all that realistic relationship type of stuff that we're all very excited about. Nisha's just has a knack for it.
Well, welcome to Guest 916, by the way, in our chat room. And if you have a question or comment, put it in the room. Simon Apple 04 by name, or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Rachel, with whatever time you and Greg and Priscilla had to put your characters together, when did you know, what point did you know, hey, we got chemistry and this is going to work?
I think probably after the theater exercises, the rehearsal time that we had, which is funny because we weren't really speaking during that time. All the exercises were pretty silent. But I think that gave us such an immediate intimacy that carried throughout the show.
Priscilla, when did you know?
The same. Those 2 days of silent exercises, looking at each other, feeling each other's vibes, like, it was so intimate. And I remember we went out for dinner after our second day, and it was like we had been friends for years. And so I really walked into shooting feeling really confident with our relationships.
The program is You, Me, Her. It's the new original attraction on Audience Network. If you're available with DirecTV around the country, you get it there. If you're a subscriber to Uverse in various parts of the country, you can get it there too. So that's AT&T-owned service. We are talking with co-stars of the program, Rachel Blanchard and Priscilla Fire. Rachel joins us live from Los Angeles, Nevada. Priscilla from Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Apple will be out with you from New York this Friday half hour. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Great to have you wherever you are across the country, around the globe. If you have a question about Rachel Priscilla, ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Guest 916 already in the room. 1 week from today on the program, we have a return visit from one of the top people in the world of semi-scripted television. He has two projects with his own production company coming up in the next month. The first comes up next weekend on CMT. It's NASCAR, The Rise of American Speed, 6-hour, 3-night miniseries taking place on successive Sunday nights. Also, he's got his long-awaited collaboration with somebody named Robert Redford. It's called The American West. It'll premiere in early June on AMC. Stephen David, the head of Stephen David Entertainment, will join us. We'll also be joined by Tim Kelly, one of the executive producers on American Speed. That's next Friday, 3:30 Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Rachel, has anybody bumped into you who's seen the series or contact you in some way and say, you know what, I identify with your character or I identify with this program because I'm going through the same situation or something like it?
I've had, when we were at South By, I didn't have people identify with my character specifically, but we had people identify with the relationship as a whole. And they would say, you know, they're just entering a polyamorous relationship, and we've had that. But I look forward to when someone comes up and says that to me, though.
Priscilla, are you looking at the same way? Has anybody approached you yet, one way or the other? Or are you, as Rachel just said, are you looking forward to having that conversation?
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. I'm looking forward to having that conversation, mostly because I think that people are complicated and relationships are complicated, and there's no right or wrong way to go about figuring something like this out. And so I'm always excited to talk to people about how they feel about our show, our characters, all of it. So bring it on.
Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, what are you and Greg and Priscilla bringing on in future episodes? What situations will our characters get into?
Well, what episode are they at right now on air?
Six. Yeah.
Well, I think you see, you know, it kind of reaches a climax and then you see the fallout of that, and it becomes a little bit of a will they, won't they, and kind of like a romantic, how a traditional romantic comedy plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot
and
of
Priscilla,
supporting characters, too. We had
Go ahead, Rachel.
Go ahead, Priscilla. Oh, I was just going to say, we had such amazing supporting characters, and then we learn a lot more about them and their relationships, dynamics, kind of have a lot of drama as well.
And so, any guest stars and supporting actors that are coming up in the next few weeks?
No, I mean, our like Rachel said, our supporting characters, like it's a small kind of a small team that we had going on because it revolves around just our world, right? So but our supporting characters really start to make a big impact on these coming episodes, and we get to know them on a more intimate level, and the relationships between the best friends, and it all really comes together. As questions
well,
are getting asked about...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Priscilla, finish up. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, like, as questions start to arise around Jack, Emma, and Izzy, the supporting characters' relationships with the main characters really start to build.
Right, there you go. You, Me, Her is the program, and you can catch it Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Audience Network. If you have DirecTV, it's available anywhere throughout the country that DirecTV is playing. And if you're a subscriber to UVerse, that's AT&T's cable service, you can get the Audience Network where you are as well. Check your local listings for the channel that the Audience Network is on, either way, on DirecTV or UVerse. And for more details about the program online, here's where you go. www.directtv.com/networks/audience. That's www.directtv.com/networks/audience. You, Me, Her, next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Co-stars Rachel Blanchard, Priscilla Faya, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on the show so far, and hopefully this first season is the beginning of many, many more, with this relationship getting more poly by the day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure, Rachel and Priscilla, anytime. Have a great weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Take care.
Rachel Blanchard, Priscilla Faya, joining us live from Los Angeles and Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada, respectively. More Smarty Televised coming your way, but first some thoughts from the wonderful people at Audible.com. If you're a fan of Downton Abbey, and I believe a lot of you out there listening are, you should be happy to know, that the creator Julian Fellowes now has a new audiobook series available through Audible.com. It's called Belgravia, and it's a fascinating look at an interesting time and era that is absolutely vivid and ready for your ears. And you can get it when you become a trial person with Audible.com. It's a leading provider of spoken digital entertainment and information. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from, and the best thing is you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now through Blog Talk Radio. So, if you sign up at this URL, audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you can get Belgravia by Julian Fellowes, several audiobooks if you like, at least one free one, and a one-month trial of the service. And given the fact that Audible is owned by Amazon.com, well, the customer service is always top-notch. So check out Julian Fellowes' Belgravia, or many of the other 180,000 titles in radio and television, all sorts of entertainment information and inspiration, available to you 24/7 at audible.com. Remember, get that free audiobook and the audio trial 30 days right here, audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Audible.com, a sound investment in great information, entertainment, and inspiration anytime you like from amazon.com. And now it's time for the answer to this week's classic trivia question. We posed it at the beginning of the week. In the classic TV and movie Marty, based on the wonderful TV play from the early 1950s, what was the name of Marty's girlfriend? You know, the girl or the woman that Marty met at that Stardust ballroom? Well, the answer was Clara. C-L-A-R-A, Clara. Played in the original TV version by Nancy Marchand, later to become the publisher on Lou Grant, and played in the movies by Oscar nominee Betsy Blair. Again, the answer to the question, Clara, was Marty's girlfriend in the classic TV and movie, Marty. And if you've never seen the TV version of Marty that was on a 1953 live from New York on the Philco Goodyear Television Playhouse, directed by Delbert Mann, who won the Oscar for directing Marty in film, and starring Ron Steiger in a breakout performance, well, you can see it anytime you like at YouTube.com. Just go to YouTube.com, put in Marty TV episode or Marty TV program or Philco Goodyear Television Playhouse, and you'll be able to get that. And if you've never seen Marty, the television version, you are in for a very special treat. It's a fantastic program, of course, written by the brilliant Patty Chesky. So, Clara was the answer to this week's classic trivia question. Nobody got it, so So Nobody Dies in Hollywood, the wonderful first novel by acclaimed writer-producer John Wilder, published by Balcony 7. But don't worry, we will give you another chance to get that book on Monday when we pose another Classic Trivia Question of the Week. The way it works, we pose the question. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and your mailing address. If you first correct the answer, you win. You can also tweet the answer by using hashtag TWBT. That's hashtag TWBT. And that Twitter option is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch. The folks invite you to create your own social soundtrack. Learn how at hopscotch.com. When we come back, right here in New York, we'll speak with the Broadway show producers now doing Broadway HD. If you have Apple TV 2.0 on Chromecast, you can enjoy the best of Broadway anytime you like. But will this become the home of current Broadway shows like Hamilton? We'll find out from co-founders Bobby Connolly and Stuart Lane. They're joining me right after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. Listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for Wolfpack Ninjas, featuring some of the contestants on American Ninja Warriors doing their thing, talking about everything from ninjas to pop culture. Check out Wolfpack Ninjas every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, Best Beach Show available 24/7, and you can check out this program and other Blog Talk Radio programs on podcast anytime through the iTunes Podcast app and Apple TV 2.0. If you don't have that Apple TV set-top box, go to your local Apple store or visit online. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow We Televise this Friday afternoon. Simon Applebaum back with you live from New York here on Blog Talk Radio. More of your guests coming your way in the half hour ahead. So be part of the program. Give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04NA, guest 916, currently in the room. If you have Apple TV or you have Google Chromecast, you have the opportunity right now to hear some of the best Broadway shows around. The way is through an app or service called Broadway HD, which is around now for several months. And joining us live here in New York are the co-founders and Broadway show crews themselves who make this service happen, Bonnie Conway and Stuart Lane. Bonnie and Stuart, great to have you with us.
Hey, nice to be here. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
Thanks,
Thank
Simon.
You. Bonnie, we'll start with you. How long did it take for you to get together with Stuart and put your service on the air?
We've been doing this for years and years. We didn't start off with the idea of a website, but what happened is we were just doing what we call one-offs. So we would see one show on Broadway and would say, you know, this would be really great. And originally where it started was just PBS, because that seemed to be the only audience for it, was that high art and culture audience. And then as Broadway sort of broadened and Disney came in and there was more family things there, and it just became more and more diverse, the audience and the platforms sort of have opened up. So we've been always doing these for, you know, not always, but for many years. And, you know, a couple of years ago we said, you know, where is all of entertainment going? And it all seemed to be on the internet. So we said, you know what, we need a website. So we have been building a platform, Broadway HD, for several years, and we, you know, sort of looked at each other and said, you know, how many shows do we need on this in order to launch? And we had been involved with about 10 of them, but 10 does not make a website. So we went out and we started aggregating as much of this stage-to-stream content that we could find, and we launched in October with 100 titles, just over 100 titles. So so it's been a long time in the making, but we're here.
And Stuart, when did Apple TV and then Chromecast get into the picture?
Well, we knew we were going to have to keep up with technology as we went along. So when we initially started, it was just on the internet, where you can see us at BroadwayHD.com. But we're going to have the ability to actually have our own app in another 6 weeks or so.
And when you do, Bonnie, what will that do? How will that expand your coverage in terms of people being able to watch your programming on the television set?
Well, That was going to be like a special announcement for later. But anyway, but you got it exclusively. Stu just put it out there. The Google Chromecast and Apple TV mirror technology is available now, and it has been available since just shortly after we launched. Because again, as Stu said, we've just trying to keep up with technology, and that's what's available is, but for those people that aren't that tech savvy, trying to hook up a Google Chromecast to your TV or trying to do the Apple phone and mirror technology has been a little bit more difficult. So we've been actually building something so that you can watch it with these other over-the-top boxes.
Stuart, you mentioned that there are about 100 shows that you can see. What are some of the shows that people can catch on your service?
Well, we launched with 100.
We actually have extended now to
150 in the 6 months. So we've been, people are coming to us now and saying, you know what, you need to put this show on Broadway HD. And so we're thrilled with that because we knew that was going to happen. We, as I said, we've been doing this in one form or another since 1991. Stu was is one of the owners of the Palace Theater, and he was involved with the Will Rogers Follies that they did for Japanese satellite broadcast back in 1991. And we've been, either with PBS, with MTV, we did Legally Blonde, so the channels that are out there have changed. But we've been, going right along with them and then looking once we're out there of, who else has this type of content.
So we put together a library to start with that includes some of the traditional classical Broadway shows. We can go back to Sophisticated Ladies from 81, and we've got newer things like Company with Neil Patrick Harris, and Cyrano de Bergerac with Kevin Kline, Jennifer Garner, and Daniel Tenjata. We even have Candide with Christine Chenoweth. And even more contemporary, more immediate, we've got Incident at Vichy that was just done at the Signature Theater with Richard Thomas, and we got Gypsy from London with Dina Staunton, who just won the Olivier Award for Best Actress, and it won Best Musical, that you can see exclusively on Broadway HD.
So that one, Gypsy with Imelda Staunton, is actually coming to Broadway. So we've now established that we're getting shows before they're actually on Broadway, which is really kind of exciting.
Is it a 50-50 split between musicals and plays? And by plays, those include one-person shows, one-man, one-woman shows.
It's not 50-50 yet. It really is more play-heavy because those were the things that when we were going out to license were the easier ones to get because there's usually only one author on a play, whereas a musical you have multiple composers, multiple lyricists, a book writer for it. So there's a lot more people that are involved in it. They're also more expensive to actually produce and shoot, so there are actually less of them than there are plays out there. But what we're going after is we would love to have a 50-50 musicals to plays ratio.
Yeah, but the plays we have are exciting because we have like maybe two or three versions of Hamlet, so you can take your pick between Kevin Kline and Derek Jacobi.
And in terms of the selection, did you use, let's say, sources like Great Performance on PBS or independent productions that were done by the Broadway producers themselves? Or, as you mentioned, you were able to get the Gypsy that was staged in London. How are people contacting you? How are you getting the rights to, if, let's say, something has been on television already through PBS or through somewhere else?
Well,
how has it been in terms of the acquisition process?
As I said, we've been doing this for a long time, so these were colleagues that we've worked with on some of them from either live productions or we've worked with them on the digital capture. So we sort of have gone to people that we knew over the years, and now we're getting contacted by, sort of random people that are saying, oh, we shot this, here in whatever city. So we're actually, looking at stuff that we didn't even know was out there had been taped.
So when we say Broadway HD, there's sort of an umbrella that includes Broadway quality, Broadway caliber talent in whatever we're shooting. So though it might be West End, or we'll even go off-Broadway or to regional theaters as well. And now that we've just launched, we just recently launched this in late October of 2015. So we're just starting now to really gear up and looking at the seasons of other theater companies. and trying to and getting prepared to shoot them as well?
It took us a long time to actually build this website. You know, the technology is there. Everything's like, oh, I can just slap together a little website. But something that's actually streaming content like this has to be secure, you know, so that it's not pirated. It has to have, you know, be able to collect payment through it. And so that took quite a while. And then going out and actually licensing and making deals with all of the unions and agreements with everyone to make sure that everything's transparent and all of the unions and everyone that was in the original production and created that production that we shot is actually getting paid. So that took a while, but now what we're doing is we're looking at the shows going forward. So the new shows that we've done, as Stu mentioned, was Incident at Vichy, the Arthur Miller that we did with
NAC. We did a live shoot of Buried Child with Ed Harris.
Yes, Sam Shepard's
Pulitzer Prize winning play, yes. And we did, I don't know if you know, Bill Irwin and David Shiner. We did Old Hat as a live feed, too, that you'll be able to see on our website once we re-edit the raw live footage of it.
By the way, Stuart, when people see these plays and these musicals on your service through Apple TV or Chromecast, are they presented free or do they have to pay either on a monthly charge or a per-play charge?
There are free items on our website that we have, including a series on theater in New York. But generally, we're operating this as a Netflix-styled website. So you can get it a la carte for $7.99 or get a monthly subscription for $14.99, or you can get an annual subscription for $169.
Broadway HD, it's the new Great White Way television service. It's now available on Apple TV and Google Chromecast 24/7 all over the country. And we are speaking with the people who put together Broadway show producers and co-founders of Broadway HD, Bonnie Connolly and Stuart Lane. They join me here in New York this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Sammy Applebaum with you live on this Friday afternoon, last one of April 2016. Delighted you're with us wherever you're catching us on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call and use this number, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Guest 940 already in the room. Again, coming up on Monday's edition, we'll have Tim Eaton. He is the President Chief Executive Officer of the multicast service, The Country Network. Just had a change of ownership and is now exploring not just music videos 24/7, but original programming in the country music and other music genre fields as well. And we will also mark the 20th anniversary of the acclaimed documentary Shoah. HBO is doing a special about the making of that extraordinary documentary feature and the person who did it, Claude Lanzmann, director of the Shoah. And we will have the producer director of that special, Adam Benzine. Exclusive same-day interview right here. That's Monday, 3:10 Eastern, New Pacific, on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Bonnie, one of the concerns that is still around with the Broadway theater has been, how do we make the Tony Awards a stronger and more highly rated show? Because as you know, of the major award shows on broadcast television, the Oscars, the Grammys, the Tonys, and the Emmys, the Tonys are always the lowest rated one. The ratings have been down the last couple of years. This year may be better because of Hamilton and the attention it's getting nationally. But there's always this concern about Broadway in terms of the fact that unlike a movie, a television show, music, that when it premieres, it's available all over the place. Broadway theater is only available in New York. It doesn't get outside. And because of that, unless you had something like the Rosie O'Donnell show from years ago, where you could get a scene from a Broadway show presented as a segment, when the Tonys come out, and I believe the next week is when they come out, that people don't know beyond New York who to root for. They don't know the shows. They don't know the actors. They don't know who's involved. And so it's just sort of like only New York. Are people in the Broadway community starting to come and see what you're doing and say, you know what, maybe we should get really whole hog involved and bring the new Broadway shows in around the country through your service? Whether it's Bright Star, American Psycho that just opened up, you mentioned just Vichy, you know, the newest plays, the plays that and the musicals that launched this year, are they starting to see this as maybe a savior in terms of drawing a national audience?
I don't think they see it as a savior, and I don't think that although the Broadway League and the producers in the Broadway community are always concerned with the ratings of the Tony Awards, it's still a multi-billion dollar business, and the Tony Awards is just one gigantic commercial for the industry. And you're right that if the better that the ratings are for that, the better it is for the Broadway community. But that's only one way that we promote Broadway. The Broadway League is an association of producers, presenters, and theater owners from around the country, and it's just a really smart, really forward-thinking group as a whole, but they are always addressing this. And the first thing that always comes to with any of these award shows is with the host. You know, you try and get the hottest, sexiest host that you can get that's going to attract an audience. And even with the movies, not everybody has seen every movie by the time the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes are out. But your point is very well taken that it's so hard to see and be able to root for somebody in the Tony Awards because so many of these shows are unfamiliar to people because the tours usually start from Broadway and then they go out around the country. They do on occasion start somewhere else, go across the country, and then land on Broadway, but it's usually that they start on Broadway, get branded there, and then they can go out and sell the bigger houses around the country. But I think that everyone is really looking at, where do we go? How do we incorporate media and technology with theater? And it, things are changing. We really are, we've done three live shoots off of Broadway HD. And it's really exciting. And the response that we get is tremendous. And the appetite for it is just, people just saying, we want more of this. We want more of this. So I would love, and we have, this season is basically over. The last show opened last night. The Tony Award nominations come out on Tuesday morning. But yes, we are talking to people that have shows coming up in the next season, the 2015-16-17 season, about covering and being able to live stream their opening nights. And a lot of them are very receptive to it. Here's the things that they really hesitate about. New shows, new musicals, there's always been the fear that if you can see it on TV or on the internet, if you can see it taped somewhere, that you're not actually going to go and see the live show. So that is the cannibalization of the live ticket sales is what we call that. And that fear has always been there. There's some anecdotal evidence, but nothing that really truly proves that if you show it to people, they'll still come and see it. So we're working on that, where we have a website that we will be able to track all of that data. We'll have, if we can do this. Some of the big shows are still really hesitant to do that. But what we can do also is we can live stream something and hold it if there is that sort of reservation. But the thing that a lot of them are waiting for is they're going to get more money if they do a big Hollywood movie. So a lot of the producers kind of wait, and they don't want to jeopardize if, Hollywood wants to come in and make Chicago or Jersey Boys or Hairspray. Those ones end up with much bigger budgets than the digital capture. It's also a very different product in the end, and that's what we argue when we go in. But in order to get around that for the first couple of years, what we've done is we just focus on celebrity-driven limited runs, because then you don't have to worry. When Orlando Bloom leaves Romeo and Juliet, he's not going to tour around the country, and if you didn't see him, you didn't see him. So those kind of shows are the ones that are the easiest ones to go in, and you don't have to make that argument about killing the live performance. So that's one of the biggest issues is cannibalization of the live ticket sales. But Stu and I totally agree with you that if people had been exposed to more of these shows before the Tony Awards, they might have more of an interest and more of a favorite, if you will, come time for the awards.
Yeah, and because many of these Broadway shows happen in the last month, in this case April, before the shows come out, there's like not much time to draw the interest. One thing I suggested put the first performance on video on demand, if not live, tape it, put it on VOD on cable, put it on satellite, and see what kind of things you get. But now that you are on, you know, it would be, and Sue and I'll raise this to you, this would be an absolute natural in terms of if a producer wants to, you know, tape that or show that opening performance live, put on your service, because you've got Apple TV has got 25 million, up to 25 million people now with that box, and Google Chromecast has 20 million people around the country that are taking that service.
No, exactly. One thing we learned, we produced Legally Blonde on Broadway, and we're involved with MTV shooting it. And while we were running on Broadway, MTV showed it several times during the month, and during that period, ticket sales spiked in the Broadway show, and that helped, you know, from a marketing standpoint, it helped brand the show, so it really did much better on the road when it went out on tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Bonnie Conley and Stuart Lane, they are the proprietors of Broadway HD. It is the new Broadway service, Netflix style, that you can get if you have Apple TV 2.0 or Google Chromecast. And they're with us live from New York this half hour right here on Tomorrow We Tell Live for a few more minutes. Before we wrap things up on this Friday afternoon, our last episode of April 2016, Simon Applebaum here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04NA, gets 952 in the room. Bonnie, are any smart TV set makers like Samsung or things like Amazon Fire, Shield, other smart TV devices, are they coming close to taking a service?
We're actually working on everything, so there's nothing to announce right at this moment. But yes, we are looking to broaden this as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And Stuart, aside from the plays and the performances, is there any like subsidiary material featurettes? For example, here in New York, there's a series that's on Channel 13, very late night on Friday, early Saturday morning, called Theater Talk. It's been around for a number of years. I don't know if other public television stations carry it. But have you talked to the people over there about perhaps giving them a second window for your service? Or perhaps bringing, let's say, other shows or doing special featurettes about the work?
Well, we actually have a lot of new features that we've added to enhance the Broadway HD experience. One of those is before each showing of a particular Broadway show, we have an introduction by a Broadway actor or actress that explains a little bit about what the material is about, who's starring in it, and when it was shot. We also have a series of that I did several years ago, Theater in New York. We have about 15 episodes of me interviewing celebrities like Nathan Lane and discussing certain topics like what it's like to be a playwright in New York, an actor in New York, the theaters themselves. So we are trying to enhance the Broadway HD experience by giving these extra items to it. And certainly we are talking to other institutions that are working with us to help enhance that experience as well. We've teamed up with HBO, shooting Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, which we're going to have in September. And we've teamed up with NET as our production arm to shoot some of those shows you mentioned, like Vincent DeVichy and Barry Child.
But really the core content on our site is the full-length stage plays and musicals. There's a lot of other websites that are out there that do carry the behind-the-scenes, the red carpet, the watch me put on my makeup the first day of the show, those kind of things. And it is brand compatible because the people that would be interested in these full-length pieces that we have would also be interested in those things. But a lot of these other sites that have it, their core mission is to sell tickets to the live shows, so it's content that we just don't want to put too much of it on there and clutter up our site. We really want to have, when you go there, it's the full-length stage plays and musicals or supporting content that would be a documentary about Arthur Miller or about Neil Simon or, you know, Stephen Sondheim. So those kind of things that really apply to a specific piece or a specific playwright or composer that's on our site rather than just the little, the smaller pieces. We have a lot of that. If people are interested in that stuff, they should just go to our Facebook page because those are those, like, little, you know, very short videos that are just really fun. I mean, it's like, you know, teenagers can look at those things. It's, you know, and they're short. They're short, they're interesting, and they get people's attention, and then from there they flip right over to the actual website to actually watch shows. But the shorter pieces we do have a place for in our social media.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Audrey McDonald, who was in Lady Days, Emerson's Bar and Grill, was on HBO several months ago, is now in the new musical Shuffle Along, which I've been premiered yesterday or the day before on Broadway, and it's getting very
good
reviews.
Yes, it just opened last night.
It opened last night. It was the last show of this season to open.
Got some wonderful reviews, too.
No. Channel 13 has been doing a series called Theater Close-Up, where they're presenting some outstanding off-Broadway and regional productions here in the New York area on their the second season of it. And I'm wondering if you may at some point not only have Broadway shows, but also off-Broadway. Or as you mentioned, you're doing some regional theater presentations. Is that a possibility down the road?
Well, we've actually teamed up with PBS, and when we shot something like Incident at Vichy with the Richard Thomas production from the Signature Theater, we are actually working with them to expand their influence within the tri-state area to offer that kind of show on a national basis, in fact, on a global scale. So we are teaming up with them with exactly that in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Incident at Vichy is part of Theater Club. I think it's coming out in next month on Channel 13. And then hopefully, on your, as you said, on your service as well. So that's great. We had David Horn, the great performance executive producer, who also does Theater Close-Up, doing a great job. He was on our show when they premiered this back in October of 2014. And they're doing a great job with this series. More episodes of that coming. So before we wrap, what are some of the upcoming presentations that they're going to be debuting this coming month?
Oh, boy, well, we're excited about this. We just inked a deal. We're going to be presenting exclusively on streaming for on our website the entire production of Jesus Christ Superstar and Cats. And we got the West End production of Billy Elliot as well, so we're very excited about that.
Broadway HD, available 24/7. Remember, you have to have Apple TV 2.0 or Google Chromecast to get it. But hopefully down the road, not too far down the road, smart TV sets from Samsung, Vizio, et cetera, and other such smart TV device services or projects like Shield, Amazon Fire TV. We should point out that Amazon runs Roku.com, which is our sponsor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For more details about both the service and the website, here's where you go online, of course, www.broadwayhd.com. That's www.broadwayhd.com. Bonnie Conley, Stuart Lane, co-founder of the Broadway HD, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on how the service is being received so far through Apple TV and Chromecast. Hopefully much more on the TV side soon, and we'd love to have you back. And also, good luck to all the contenders for the Tony Awards coming up next week.
Thank you, Simon.
It's
been great
thank
fun.
You.
Do it again.
Absolutely, Bonnie Stewart. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank
you.
You
too.
Bonnie Conley, Stuart Lane, joining me here in New York. Once again, www.broadwayhd.com. Broadway HD available 24/7 on Google Chromecast and Apple TV 2.0. Monday on Tomorrow Be Told Live, we will have Tim Eaton, the president and CEO of the Country Network. Also, Adam Benzin, the producer director of the new HBO documentary, Claude Lanzmann, Spectres of the Show, are premiering Monday night, special same-day interview. And coming up next Friday is semi-scripted master Stephen David, his new work, NASCAR, the Rise of American Speed, next weekend on CMT. Also, the American West, co-produced with Robert Redford, coming next month on AMC. We'll also be joined by Tim Kelly, who is Stephen's co-executive producer on the American Speed miniseries. If you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, www.blogtv.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, over this weekend, check out our podcast. It's available on iTunes.com. Also, on the iTunes podcast app and Apple TV 2.0. Download your smartphone tablet and take us on the go. And you can join me Monday afternoon on VK Live, noon to 1 o'clock on VRIC TV here in the New York area. My guest will be Marcus Sinnestein, the editor of the wonderful website Digital NYC. We'll talk about where the state of digital technology is in the Big Apple and whether they're going to get involved with television startups not too far down the road. That's noon to 1 o'clock Monday right here on VK Live on VRIC TV, right in front of New York City wide, book on all the cable systems, and then later on youtube.com/VRIC TV. We always love to hear from you, so email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, find me on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter. We love hearing what you say because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not really those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate, Amy Mexico and Candace Williams. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator and chief executive of this very enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. But Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. To those of you celebrating Passover, have a great last day and night. We'll be back Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where? Blog Talk Radio. And here in the New York area, noon on VK Live. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.